Good morning, podcast audience. This is your podcaster and presidential candidate, Kenneth Hodge, and today we're going to have a take five on Article 8.8. Assisting me today as I attempt to explain it in better detail will be my lovely wife, Jane. Good morning, dear.
Good morning, and I have lots of questions about this one.
Here we go. Let's get started. On yesterday, there was a post on Facebook about overtime. And the crux of the matter is, we're talking Article 8.8, an employee scheduled to work overtime on their non-scheduled day is guaranteed 8 hours. But this is where it became interesting. The individual who posted the comment said they were only offering 3 hours at his facility, and it was his non-scheduled day, and he would have come in to work those 3 hours. So let's understand, that's the premise for what the next 4 minutes is going to talk about.
Okay.
So if you are an employee, and everything that I'm going to talk to you about on this show comes right out of Article 8, okay? And
now, these are people who are on the overtime list, correct?
Yes. You're on the overtime desire list. So, again, this is who the conversation is aimed at. Article 8.8, I'm going to read it, and then we're going to talk about it, just so you understand that what we're talking about is very contractual. Article 8.8. An employee called in outside the employee's regular work schedule shall be guaranteed a minimum of 4 consecutive work hours or pay in lieu of, where less than 4 hours of work is available. Such guaranteed minimum shall not apply to an employee called in who continues working into the employee's regular scheduled shift. When a full-time regular employee is called in on the employee's non-scheduled day, the employee will be guaranteed 8 hours of work or pay in lieu of. This guarantee will be waived if the employee, with the concurrence of the union and approval of management, requests to be released early. That's what we're going to, that's the part of the contract that we're going to discuss. Now, let me say to you, first of all, is I myself don't want to come in for 2 hours on an 8-hour day. But if for whatever reason we have employees who want to do that, then let's be a little creative with Article 8.8. And when I say let's be creative, let's say, for example, Jane, tomorrow is your off day, also known as a non-scheduled day.
Okay.
On your off day, you know that they're not paying 8 hours of overtime. They're only paying everybody 3 hours. For whatever reason, plant manager says,
okay, so
nobody works over 3 hours on a non-sched day.
So, okay, it says in the contract that you're guaranteed 8 hours, right?
Right.
So how is it, number one, that they can change it to three?
Well, once again, if they don't have 8 hours of work for you, then what management does is they skip you.
So you don't go in at all?
You don't go in at all.
Because they're only going to give you 2-3 hours,
yes.
and they say we're just going to skip you.
That's how they're looking at this right now, and that is possible for management. If I don't have 8 hours of work for you, and it's your off day, I'm not going to schedule you at all because I can't meet the contractual guarantee to you.
Okay.
Are we good?
Yep.
Now, me being a mail handler who wants that money,
yeah.
Now I have to look at Article 8.8, and when it says the employer will guarantee, I'm sorry, when it says this guarantee will be waived if the employee, with the concurrence of the union and approval of management, requests to be released early.
Okay, now, regarding that request, so can you do that? Now, for example, you get a call or somebody says we only have 3 hours or we're not going to let you even come in because we only have 3 hours.
Right.
If they say that,
right,
then immediately, do you contact your union office and say, hey, I want to request off early?
Yes.
So you can get those 3 hours.
Yes. And that's what I'm trying to get across to my Facebook and podcast audience.
You also have to contact management?
Yes. You have to contact. Well, once again, now the language says This guarantee will be waived if the employee, with the concurrence of union and approval of management, requests to be released early.
Okay.
So, again, we're going to get creative, but we're contractual, folks. We're not being slick. We're being contractual. And you got to remember, this is about using the contract to help mail handlers.
If you want to get the 3 hours
yes.
of work and money overtime, overtime, you just have to take a little extra time and contact those two sources.
Yes. And now what happens is, because the language says you can leave early, what's happening is you're using that language to your benefit. So let's say, for example, I'm off on Thursdays. They're only paying, let's even say 2 hours. Let's make it even more. No, let's stick to the scenario. They're paying 3 hours of overtime a day. Nobody's getting over 3 hours. And I want that money. I'm going to go to my union and to management.
So they don't skip you.
So I don't get skipped. I'm going to tell them, listen, I want to come in and get those 2 hours. Article 8 will provide for that.
Oh.
Again, you have to understand what it is that Article 8 is saying.
But they can deny you that, too. Yes, they can say no. They can say no when you ask to leave
yes.
early.
Now, if they continue to say no and I'm on the list, why would you say no as a manager? It doesn't matter who gets that money. You're in rotation on the overtime list. So the fact that I'm in on my non-sked day working 2 hours and I'm going to leave keeps the list pure. It keeps the rotation of 100%.
Oh.
And let me also say, if you get creative, understanding Article 8, if you tell management you want to leave early and you get to work, 10 out of 10 times, management going to ask you to stay for your entire 8. Now, that's not contractual. That's just understanding workflow.
Right.
You think you're going to come to work for 2 hours, even 3 hours, even though that's what you asked for.
Well, let me ask you this. What do you think that people don't understand about this, that it works?
Yes, that it works. Because they don't understand because it says you can request to leave early. So
guaranteed, but you can at least make an attempt
It's not guaranteed because the contract says you can leave early with the concurrence of management and your union.
Mm, okay.
Now, once again, folks, we have to look at this contract that we have and make it work for us. If there's a provision in there for you to work less than 8 hours, you can come in on your non-sked day
because and I suppose,
get less than 8 hours.
I suppose some people are going, you know, I went in and they skipped me. I had no work that day. I could have used the money. I could have even used 3 hours worth of money.
Well, once again, those are the people this 10-minute show is talking about. Because me personally, I don't want to come in on my 8-hour day for 2 hours.
Right.
I just don't want to do that.
Right. But there are people that will because they can make,
they will.
$70, $80, whatever.
Exactly. And all I'm saying is to the mail handlers, you're not doing a disservice to anybody. We're not doing a disservice to anybody but ourselves.
Right.
If we don't put this information out to mail handlers on the overtime desire list. And again, of everything I've said to you, I've only used Article 8.8. Understanding how to manipulate our contract so it works for us.
Got to try.
And I want to say, now this is not contractual, but I'll bet you if you ask to work less than 8 hours and go to work, at some point during those 3 hours that you work, somebody from management is going to come to you and say, hey, listen, you want to stay the rest of the day?
Sure.
Again, you have to understand and play the cards that's in our hand. So I want to conclude or summarize with Article 8.8. allows a mail handler to request an early out. And let me just speak about the early out for a minute. You can request an early out a week in advance. Don't look at request to leave early as it's got to happen on that day.
Right. Okay.
You see, and I think when you open your mind to understand, I'm going to request to leave early next Saturday mm-hmm. just so I can come in and get those 2 hours
to
of overtime.
To make sure you get something.
That's contractual, and that's what you call taking care of the mail handler member. Now, I hope with the assistance of my wife that we explain this so everybody understands that.
I hope so, too.
And again, I'm only talking Article 8.8. I'm not talking anything that anybody makes up. I'm talking about using contractual language to benefit you. Listen, this is Kenny Hodge, and I had to put this quick 10-minute podcast out because I wanted to explain to mail handlers that, again, once we start to read and become students of our contract, there's room in there for us to get some things done that historically we've never done because people have always told you that can't work. They have not read your contract. Hey, listen, let's have a good day. And as I close,
have a good day.
Awesome post, awesome conversation to Angel Rosario, B.A. Louis, Galvin. These folks that we had conversation on Facebook, and I want to say we exchanged a lot of comments, and everything stayed professional. And again, right or wrong, it's good that we can discuss things from different perspectives and still maintain harmony, which is going to be the strength of this institution. Hey, have a great day. Kenny Hodge on the podcast. And remember, support Kenny Hodge for local president, National Postal Union, local 304. Have a good day.